Both of our guests today, cellist Wendy Warner and pianist Irina Nuzova, have separate careers and have become accustomed to graciously accepting acclaim for their individual accomplishments. But today we speak with them about their newest dual effort. Welcome, Wendy Warner and Irina Nuzova, to Crossover.
Thank you.
You've taken time out of your very busy performance schedule to talk about a gorgeous and must-have debut album. It's really quite breathtaking, and I think it will be a tremendous hit. Russian music for cello and piano, and your choices were fascinating. I think you've really hit the nail on the head. It's musically Rocky meets Grisha. I guess that's what it is. Kind of. You've got Piatigorsky in there. You've got Rachmaninoff. You've got Miaskovsky. First of all, let's talk about your getting together. Let's begin. Wendy, you are a graduate of the Curtis School of Music. Mm-hmm. And are you from Philly?
I'm from Chicago originally, but I lived in Philadelphia for a long time.
I see. And Irina, you are from?
Well, originally I'm from Moscow. Mm-hmm. And then I moved with my family to New York, New Jersey area. And I live in New York now.
You live in New York. And how did you meet?
Well, Irina called me up on the phone and said, let's read. It was pretty simple. And I went to her apartment in New York and we read through a lot of the cello repertoire. She knows all of the cello repertoire.
Yes. Well, I mean, how did you identify that Wendy was the one you wanted to play with?
I went to her concert at Zunkel Hall. She played with Gidon Kremer.
Yes.
And part of the program was the Shostakovich trio with a voice for the Bloch's poetry. So, of course, it was Russian music, and it spoke to me immediately. And I was totally smitten by Wendy's performance. And I was looking for a partner at that time, a musical partner at that time. And I just decided I'll call her. But, I mean, of course, I hesitated because here is the person who plays in Carnegie Hall, and I just have to call her. But I found somebody who we knew in common, and I called that person and asked to introduce me to Wendy. And I gave her a call, and she was very easy and approachable. And then she just said, yes, I'll come. And we read. And then shortly after that, we performed at the Phillips Collection in Washington. It was our first concert together. And we just hit it.
Yes.
It was wonderful.
Yeah, mm-hmm. There's simpatico between the two of you very, very much. Now, where you studied in Russia, where?
I'm from Moscow.
Yes, but I mean at the conservatory there, or did you come to Juilliard later?
I studied first at the Gnesin School of Music, and then I went just for a year and a half to the Gnesin Academy. And then I came to New York, and I studied first at Manhattan School of Music for 4 years, and then I went to Juilliard.
Yes. And so we have the two great conservatories.
Rival conservatories.
Rival conservatories. I said it, you didn't. Or you did, I didn't. Okay. But there's definitely something about the feeling that you get playing with another instrumentalist. I mean, there is something that happens if it connects, and I think the two of you certainly have connected very, very much. Wendy, you were a winner of the Avery Fisher, and congratulations on that one. And you had a spectacular concert here in Philadelphia not too long ago. So I must say that you have been covered in various magazines as well. I think you are you were highlighted in the Curtis Journal now, but also actually a lovely magazine called Icon, which I believe is an arts magazine that is published here in, I believe it's Bucks County, if I'm not mistaken. Mm-hmm. But let's talk a little bit about the literature, the Russian literature. And you've kind of covered all of them. I mean, in a sense, Miaskovsky, I always think of as having written, he wrote a lot of symphonies, but he's written quite a bit of cello music. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Two cello sonatas.
And you've touched on Rachmaninoff. You've touched on Prokofiev. I mean, it's terribly Russian, right?
Yes, it is, though. Prokofiev, of course, he has a cello sonata, and we, on this disc, we recorded a piece from Cinderella.
Yes, from the Cinderella.
I mean, you can't put, of course, everything you want on the same disc, but I've always wanted to record Rachmaninoff sonata. I played it for a long time, and then we were looking what would be a great piece to, you know, for the CD. And I knew this Myaskovsky sonata, and I particularly liked this number two. And I introduced it to Wendy, and we both loved it. And we thought it's also a great combination because to record... We felt to record Rachmaninoff and Prokofiev or Shostakovich, you know, it would be more, I don't want to say ordinary, but, you know, not
unusual,
as unusual. Yeah, not as unusual combination because it's those are a staple of the cello piano repertoire. And Myaskovsky is much less known in the United States. And it was also a discovery for us, which is not a, minor factor, because I think if something really fresh comes for you as a performer, as an interpreter, it also is very important.
There's a tremendous amount of passion in the performance. I think it's the music is very inspiring. The Rachmaninoff, certainly. I love the Scriabin. That's a beautiful, beautiful work as well. But I don't want to ask you if you have any favorites, because that's kind of difficult for a musician when you have such a large repertoire. But the experience of playing together, I think, would be very interesting for the audience, because you are separately artists. I mean, in your own right. Of course, cello, you play, you've played in orchestral, you know, environments and ensembles. Mm-hmm. Piano, you're a soloist, basically. I mean, or an accompanist, usually. Mm-hmm. And so your background, of course, is performance, but to get together and to blend and to understand, mm-hmm. there's a lot of conversation or, you know, discussion about interpretation.
Mm-hmm.
Yes?
Mm-hmm. Well, I was going to say that, especially for the repertoire that we chose on the CD, I feel like you kind of need two strong people coming together, two soloists. So, especially for the Rachmaninoff, the piano part.
Yes.
So, you know, I think that to make, you know, to make the duo successful, that was really important for me to, you know.
Well, I think, as you say, it's probably like, let's say the Myaskovsky would probably be more. Written for the cello with a piano accompaniment, and Rachmaninoff mm-hmm. was a pianist himself, and I guess he mm-hmm. really loved the piano, so it's kind of not the piano with a cello accompaniment, but you know what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
There are
mm-hmm.
the strong points of all the composers.
Mm-hmm.
And,
mm-hmm.
And what I feel, I was very moved by the performance, of all of the works. There's a tremendous amount of passion, and mm-hmm. it's not, overdone. It's just terribly, terribly profound, and of course technical expertise as well, and stylistically it's very, very rich. I mean, you know, you've run the gamut, kind of a more romantic up to, you know, contemporary Schnitke. I mean, how'd you arrive at him?
Well, actually, that was Irina's idea, her discovery. I didn't know the Musica Nostalgica before, the Schnitke piece.
His work is a little bit difficult, you know, and his other, mm-hmm. his other, you know, works.
Well, that particular piece, it's actually easier for listening, because mm-hmm. it's not as complex harmonically,
yes,
and rhythmically.
Mm-hmm.
So it is basically minuet, Baroque style mm-hmm. minuet, which is, distributed between the two instruments. First, it's played by cello, then piano answers, and there are slight variations on that melody. And it's a very, I would say, freestyle, improvised minuet with some of the typical Schnitke's 20th century little, you know, spices
and
in
short,
harmonic. It's short and actually, yeah, short and
And it's not sweet, but it's interesting, I think.
Short and difficult.
Difficult, very difficult.
Yeah, it's a very, very minimal piece in terms of its musical material, but that's what makes it very difficult because it's so transparent. Mm. But it is very exposed, and there's lots of subtleties in it. So it really, we worked a lot on it. And just going back to your question about working together, I just wanted to add this. In a way, I wanted to listeners to know that I personally am very proud that Wendy and I—it's a lot of work to play together. Yes, I do. I'm aware that we can play really well together in a great ensemble, but it's not. If you want to know, it costs us a lot in terms of we work a lot and we talk a lot, and it's really very, very thorough work. There are several levels, you know, because you said it's not overdone. But, you know, we first, when we get together, we read, we almost discuss every note and every phrase, what to do. We have lots of disagreements, but then once we've done this meticulous work, it goes on a different level.
Yes.
And then we're trying to let it go.
Well, I was going to say, you become involved emotionally, I think.
Yes,
and things happen and
then
shapes
then
take
we
form.
Trust each other, and then we just try to,
And you feel that. I once again say for our audience, this is a must have. It's a beautiful, beautiful album. It's on the CD label, and it's called Russian Music for Cello and Piano, Warner and Nuzova, I guess it is, yes. But that's going to be Warner and Nuzova, a kind of a combo that's going to stick, I think. Is there a lot of repertoire that you are planning, you know, to work on?
Yeah. No, I was going to say that we're doing all the Beethoven sonatas at WFMT Studio in Chicago and also a Phillips collection in April. That's kind of our project right now, all the Beethoven sonatas.
Well, actually, considering the situation with recording, I think you're doing very, very well because there's so much problem with getting recordings done these days. I know the orchestras are having a terrible time. And you play, what is your instrument, Wendy? What do you play? Your cello is quite a valuable one, isn't it?
Well, actually, for the recording, I was really fortunate to borrow Peter Guarneri from Bynum Fushi in Chicago. And I don't think I have ever played on a cello like that. That was like a dream come true for me. But the cello that I play on, you know, normally is also a beautiful cello. It's not a third-rate cello. It's a Joseph Galliano from 1772.
Oh, not bad. Do you have any stories to tell about the music in terms of, are they descriptive of anything, Irina, the Moskovsky?
Yeah, I had a very strong association with a particular poem by Russian symbolist poet Konstantin Balmont. And I felt so strongly that I decided to have it translated for the program notes, for the brochure, for the CD. And I started doing it myself, but then, of course, it didn't go very far because it is a very beautiful but complex language that required a really very special knowledge of the language, and we, through some people, our friends, we find this professor of English literature and translator from Russian to English, Anna Livingston, who lives in England, and so she translated this poem for us because I felt strongly that our listeners should know this poem. And it, I think it describes very well the especially the first movement of the Moskovsky Sonata, of this Russian nature.
You're somewhere else when you listen to this. It's of another time, and I think it's very descriptive of that.
Very transporting.
Yes.
And so the poem is called, how do they call it here? Worldlessness. If I may just read one verse in Russian.
Yes, please.
Безглагольность. Есть в русской природе усталая нежность, безмолвная боль затаённой печали, безвыходность горе, безгласность, безбрежность, холодная высь, уходящей дали. And in English it is, In all Russian nature, there's tenderness, tiredness, and unrevealed sorrow, a pain that is speechless, unsoothable mourning, immensity, silence, cold height, and an endlessly vanishing distance. So, and I just felt strongly that this is really conveys the mood of the first movement.
How did you feel, Wendy? Did you feel?
Well, I didn't know this poem, but and before I knew this poem, I feel like there's a yearning there, mm-hmm. that's just, it kind of sustains you, mm. and it's, I don't know, even know how to explain it, but it's a deep yearning. Yeah, a tremendously deep yearning. And it affects me every time I listen to it or play it. Or yeah.
Is that the melodic line that does that?
It's a melodic line. And also because in that sonata, there is no, there are no heavy, flashy textures.
Yes.
There isn't like a huge emotional climax, like there is one in Rachmaninoff's sonata. And it really, I think, you know, the poem conveys it very well, that there's this like vastness, of the melodic line and Wendy's incredible ability to sustain the sound and to continue the phrase without going, without
breaking,
blowing it,
yes.
yeah, without breaking, mm-hmm. without blowing it up and making crescendos and diminuendos.
Well, the point is that maybe that's the thing that I felt too. There was a calm, there was a tranquility, but also a sadness in it as well. And that is a mood that one doesn't really explore too much these days. And mm-hmm. it is a reflection of another time when people listened to music and music was the outlet and the sole expression. Yeah. And that's what I think one feels in that. So
yeah,
I suppose.
This is endlessly, endlessly mm-hmm. vanishing distance.
And also like when I play it or you know, hear it, I think, you know, you think about music that has yearning that's cathartic when you play it or
yes.
listen to it. But it's not even that. It's mm-hmm. not even cathartic. It just is.
Now, the Prokofiev Adagio from Cinderella, there's something special about that, isn't there, Wendy?
That's a little piece that Rostropovich gave to me to play at a Prokofiev celebration in Paris. And he played the sonata and I played the Cinderella.
That must have been quite an exciting experience to work with him.
Yeah, and he gave me the music. I don't think it's easy to find, so he gave me the score and then... It's just something
that's very, very special, very special experience. Well, I'm sure we could talk to you for a very, very long time, but thank you so much for coming.
Thank you.
And good luck on everything that you do. And we're already looking for the second album of something. You'll have to find another definitive title and transport us again. Thanks
thank you.
Again.
Thank you so
Wendy
much.
Wendy Warner and Irina Nuzova.